The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus went down to Capernaum, a town of Galilee, and he taught there on the Sabbath. They were astonished at his teaching, for he spoke with great authority. And in the synagogue there was a man with a spirit and of an unclean spirit, a demon. He cried out in a loud voice, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Be quiet, come out of the man." And then the demon threw the man down in front of them, and he came out of him without doing him any harm. They were all amazed and said to one another, "What is there about his word? For with authority and power he commands even unclean spirits, and they come out." And news of him spread everywhere in the surrounding region. The Gospel of the Lord. Now, this gospel is very interesting and does have a teaching for us. In order to understand the incident here in the synagogue at Capernaum, it will help if we go back and read earlier in the same chapter, chapter 4, in the Gospel of Luke. The venue in the first part of the chapter is Nazareth, and here we have Capernaum. Nazareth, in the time of Jesus, was a small hamlet, maybe about 400 people. They had only one washing area, one mikvah, which is the ritual washing bath, which gives us an indication that for ritual purposes, it was a small community. Capernaum, on the other hand, was a thriving metropolis. At the time, maybe about 1,500 people, and it was a very important place because it was on the main trading route between Egypt and Damascus. All the traders passed through on the Via Maris, this trading route, and therefore it was very cosmopolitan. It was very mixed. Lots of news happening, the traders bringing the news, the caravans went through there. Interesting, that's where Matthew, the tax collector, that's where he had his profession of collecting taxes, which means he was probably a wealthy man because he was taxing all the caravans that came through. To walk from Nazareth to Capernaum was about 40 miles. So it would have taken Jesus about 3 or 4 days to walk that route. You can drive it today in a modern highway in a different way in about 20 or 30 minutes. But in the time of Jesus, it was about a 40-mile walk. That's important because you will find in the first part of this chapter, Jesus is rejected in Nazareth. They drive him out. He doesn't do any miracles in Nazareth, and he will never go back to Nazareth again. Actually, Matthew, in chapter 9 of Matthew's gospel there, it says he makes Capernaum his hometown. He's rejected by the judgmental religious fervor of the people of his hometown. And therefore, he does no miracles at Nazareth, his hometown. He leaves there, he never goes back there again. And he makes Capernaum his new hometown. That's what Matthew tells us. Now, what Luke wants to contrast for us here is the fact that in Nazareth he did no miracles, but in Capernaum it was open, it was cosmopolitan, it was mixed, it was a new venue, and it was a welcoming place. Because in Capernaum, all were welcome. All were welcome. And that's the place you can see miracles. You can only see miracles when all are welcome. The people back in Nazareth were in clothes. They thought they had the last word. They were looking inward, demanding, rigorous, religious fervor. However, the people over in Capernaum, they were mixed, they were open, they had new ideas. It was a very cosmopolitan place. And that became the hometown of Jesus. Now, if you go to Capernaum today, Nazareth today is a thriving town, by the way. It's got 75,000 residents. It's an Arab town. So from a small town in the time of Jesus, it now is a very large metropolis. It's the Arab capital of the northern part of Israel. Capernaum, on the other hand, was a thriving place in the time of Jesus, and now nobody lives there. Only the Franciscan friars live there who take care of the chapel. But interestingly, at Capernaum, there is a synagogue, all the ruins of a synagogue. It's not the synagogue that was spoken about here, but it's on the same footprint. So you do get a little idea. And tomorrow's gospel, by the way, is Jesus curing Peter's mother-in-law. That's also at Capernaum. So we'll keep Jesus in Capernaum here for a little bit of Luke's gospel. What does this teach us? You will only see the miracle if you're open, if you're free, if you're not prejudiced, if you're not judgmental, if you're not rigorous. If you come to believe that you don't have all the answers, and therefore when the Messiah comes in a manner you do not expect, you will be blessed if you're open and you're free and you're fear without fear, you're courageous, and your faith is so strong, your faith is so strong that you can accept differences. You know, when I was young, years and years ago, said, if you question something, it's a sign your faith is weak. But that's not true. If something is questioned, if your faith is strong, you won't be bothered by questions. If your faith is insecure, then the questions will bother you. Here's the teaching now. We need to be open to God speaking to us in diverse ways. It's a very important part of my whole understanding of Jesus Christ being revealed today in the world. There's a sense of Teilhard de Chardin has this cosmic Christ, that Christ is the Word. John's Gospel begins, Christ is the Word, the one who is the center of all creation. Christ in you, Christ in me, Christ in people, Christ in creation. I mean, it's an enormous sense of theology. And it appears here in this gospel. So you'll only understand the text of today if you read the whole chapter, chapter 4 in the Gospel of Luke, and you find this tension, this contrast between the inward-looking, demanding, judgmental rigor of fervent religious people at Nazareth and the openness of the community at Capernaum, which indeed Jesus chose as his hometown. Keep in mind, God appears to us when all are welcome. Amen. And you, the people of Holy Family, have taught me all through the years of being here that indeed all are welcome.